Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us. We're broadcasting this afternoon from the Southern Bancorp studio as always. Appreciate Southern Bancorp for all they do. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of Southern Miss. Great place to cater your next baseball weekend. And just a great place to take your family out for dinner. We're going to be talking a little softball later in the show. Michaela Fox is going to join us. Also, a really important charity golf tournament that we're going to discuss later in the program as well for a very, very good cause. But first, we'll talk a little basketball. Kind of a side note, one of the great privileges I have is to be part of a baseball family that my wife and I like to describe it like that. We all sit together at every baseball game, and a member of that family is here with us today, James Hutto, who's the former school superintendent at Petal High School and a big Southern Miss supporter. And James is here today to talk about the Hardwood Club. And James, first of all, I know that you and your wife, Alan, are big supporters and you really love Southern Miss basketball.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. As I was telling you earlier, I received 3 degrees at Southern Miss, and so I've got a bit of a vested interest in it. But my wife really took no classes there. She's from Charleston, South Carolina. We met in Brookhaven, Mississippi several years ago. But she's all in on, mm-hmm. on all the sports, but especially basketball. Both of our sons played basketball, and so we have an affinity for that. So, look, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, first of all, for letting me be here. And I had the great privilege. I've been hearing about Kelly and his Dixie Darling hand motions. It's
pretty ugly sight.
I got to see it today.
Yeah, it's an ugly sight. Like at my house, the boss, the brains are Angela Allen's pretty much the brains behind your operation.
No doubt about it. You picked that up pretty quickly. Yeah, she, we revitalized the dunk corner, and she was behind all of that, where we post a dunk on the rails every time our team dunks, and then we also make the threes that we pass out before the game. We take them over to the student section. I tell you, when the Coliseum is full or halfway full or whatever, and the students are there, it's a hard place to play.
Right.
It really is. I mean, and you can see James Madison. I think they could make a bit of a run in a tournament. And we took them down there and had great fan support. So, my wife is all in.
She's all in, for sure.
No doubt.
Well, tell us about the Hardwood Club, because you were telling us back in my office that great strides made in membership over the last couple of years.
That's right. We kind of got organized. Sometimes all it takes to make progress is just to get organized. We'd had the Hardwood Club in place, but we decided to organize it. We actually have a president, Beck Warren. You've had him on your program before. He was the manager on the NIT team, and he's in Brookhaven, works for C Spire, and he's our president. So we got organized, and we decided, we really modeled it a lot after after baseball. They've had such great success with their dugout club, so we decided to get some gear for different levels for people to have when they joined. And we just got organized, and it made a huge difference in our numbers this year.
Can you share some of those numbers?
Sure. We went from around 200 people involved in the Hardwood Club. We doubled that up to 400. And what that does, that gets people involved, but it also benefits the program because you pay membership to this, and that money goes for the coaches as they do things around the program. You know, they have a budget to work with, but there are things outside of that. Now, they can't use it for NIL and stuff like that, but they can use it for some extra benefits for players and things like that. So it's a big benefit to the program.
Yeah. Luke, get in here with James.
Yeah, James, just your thoughts. You know, we've been told that Reed Green's going to be, you know, redone. And, you know, waiting on the finalization of that. What would be, you know, just as a fan, some of the things that maybe you expect or would like to see, you know, as to make Reed Green Coliseum an even more imposing place to play, as you talked about the James Madison game?
Yeah. Well, I think that the entrance way, I think I've heard they're going to try to have maybe a single entrance way. They're going to have a better, you know, you go there now and to buy a ticket before the game, it's almost, I guess it's a trailer of some sort.
It's terrible.
It doesn't look very good. I just think the looks of it will make a major difference. I understand that they're going to have it. I've always thought that you could have concerts. When I was in school, in undergraduate school, I remember going to an Alabama concert. Well, actually, it was a Ronnie Millsap concert, and the opening act was Alabama before they came big. I went there in Reed Green Coliseum. My wife and I take our grandkids, or we used to when they were smaller, to Biloxi every year to Disney on Ice. And I think about all the events you could have there that could really support the university. And so I think it's going to be – I've been told it's going to be set up so you can get like 2 18-wheelers in to unload equipment like for a concert or something like that. So that's not really – I guess going to your question, I think it's going to be better for basketball, but I think it's going to be better for the whole university to have the venue where you can host events like that. But I think they'll have I've been told that they won't be able to hang a scoreboard from the ceiling because of the roof situation. Nobody's fault. They just can't do that. But they're going to have massive screens all around. I think that'll make a great difference. And I think they're going to have we've been told they may have a place for Hardwood Club to meet before the game and maybe some suites and that sort of thing as part of this. So, I just think that that as we're trying to sell people on coming to this university, we've got to have better facilities, and I think this will be a good start. And, you know, $42 million sounds like a lot of money, but we know in today's economy that won't go as far as it needs to probably, but it'll make a big difference, I think.
One of the things that I've always – there is not a bad, really bad seat in Reed Green just by the way it is, and no matter where you're at. Of course, the chairbacks are really nice. Do you think for the general admission that something could be done that would – I don't know if – you know how sometimes you see these bleachers like we have at Pete Taylor that have like a back? That's the only thing about sitting general admission in Reed Green. Of course, we want people to buy season tickets. But the old back wears out late in the second half, and I thought maybe the seating – you know, for the most part of it, could be addressed as well.
Yeah, and that may be part of it. I'm not privy to that information. But, yeah, I think that could be something. I take a chair back in with me or whatever, bleacher seat, whatever you call that thing, and I hook it in there, and that helps me. But I love the Coliseum, the way it's designed. It reminds me a little bit of – I actually got to go to – I think it was New Mexico State – and they call it the pit, I think, and it's designed a lot like that. And I like the design of it. I wouldn't want to change that, to be honest, but I would like to update it some. But I love where Kelly and I are seated. We're right at the bench, and as the players come off the court, we encourage them. We thank them for what they've done, and I love it. It's just like I'm part of the action. And I will tell you a funny story about that. A few years ago, I was hollering at the officials, and we do a lot of that too. But I was hollering at the officials. They made some call under our basket, and it was a charge or whatever, and I thought they made a bad call. I was hollering, so the official started walking towards me. It was a timeout, and I saw him keep coming towards me, and I said, well, they're going to throw me out. And he got over and he perched on the rail and he called me down there. So I went down and he said, "How did you see that call?" And we actually had a conversation about the call. And I was thinking, man, I wish all officials were like this.
Hey, we've only got just about a minute left in this segment. If you stick around, we're going to keep you. But you said Kelly sits with you. So just tell our listeners the truth. How many times have you heard Kelly ask the players for free clothes?
I want to say something about Kelly. We got time for me to say something about Kelly?
Yeah, as long as it's short, please.
Well,
go ahead.
I actually admire Kelly a great deal, and one thing I admire about him is his self-deprecating humor, because you and Luke give it to him all the time. He takes
what?
It, laughs
don't,
about
don't make
it.
Center a victim. Don't
no,
do
no,
hey, hold
no.
on now, and I got two more things. The next thing is I've heard what a great job he did in raising his children, and I know for a fact that he's helped numerous children through Little League Baseball and all those things that he's done. So I'm a big Kelly fan.
He's all right. You know the best thing
very
about
kind. Thank
you know
you,
the
Dr.
best thing about his kids, they look like their mama, and we're all very grateful for that.
Yeah, I thank God every day for that.
He did try to get some glasses off Curbelo midway through the season.
Yeah,
you'd look good in those Vipers, Kelly, the wraparound kind.
I'm the reason that Curbelo gets in trouble with the refs, because I'd slip him $20 to go down there and give the referees.
We're going to continue our conversation with James Hutto. Still to come to Michaela Fox from basketball.
Softball.
And Clay Foley from the Hattiesburg GI Clinic. They'll all be here in the next portion of the show. Stay around.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Remember, the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are really the finest luxury vehicles on the road, and coming very soon, the all-new Genesis showroom. It'll be on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Also, remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it 24/7 on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We continue our conversation with James Hutto. Let me say real quickly that there has been a softball weekend schedule change. The Friday afternoon game with Monroe, Friday night game, has been canceled. They will play Saturday at 2 o'clock, Sunday at noon, weather permitting, and Monday at 3 p.m. Right now, no word on baseball, but there is a 90% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% tomorrow night, 25% Saturday, and 80% again on Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. So baseball appears to be unlikely tomorrow night. James and I watch every baseball game together just about, and we are always very calm. We were very calm in the ninth inning of that game Friday night or Tuesday night, right, James? We never sweat these things.
Well, you remember we made a vow at the end of last season that
right.
this season we were going to be chilled out. Nothing mm-hmm. was going to bother us. And I think that lasted maybe two innings or something like that in the first game.
I think that's right. And it just went to pot the first Sunday game.
And regardless of the weather, there's a 100% chance that little kids are going to eat all the food in your suite.
Probably. Well, James, what do you think about baseball? But before I do that, let me go back to one other thing. How can people join the Hardwood Club, and what would you say to people that might want to consider that?
Well, we actually have a website for the Hardwood Club. They can Google and find that. But you can go through the Southern Miss. You can go through the Southern Miss app, and there's a way to join the Hardwood Club, just like you can join the Dugout Club and different clubs.
That's important, isn't it?
It's very important. Yeah. Very important.
I think once fans figure out that the cost of each sport, basketball has about the lowest overhead.
It can make the most money.
Look,
for your
I'm telling
athletic.
You,
it
I
can.
I really believe that if you could get it rolling in women's and men's basketball at the right level, it would not only pay for their program, it would also pay for some of the other programs that don't generate funds.
I agree.
No doubt about it.
I agree.
Both Iowa and Iowa State, right? Both Iowa State teams are going to the tournament. So just to get a bid to the tournament.
Right.
You know, what that's going to mean for James Madison,
right.
for example.
No doubt about
big
it.
Big money.
No, but yeah, on baseball, I'm all in. I really believe that, and I was telling you and Kelly this earlier, there's a lot of research out there that says that there's a direct correlation with results, outcomes, and longevity leadership. Now, that doesn't mean that every leader needs to stay, because, there are times that leadership needs to be changed, obviously. But I think you got to give people a chance. And you look at baseball. I mean, that's the one common denominator there, is that there's been longevity of leadership in that program.
Right. So you're not buying into the Eagle Post demands for Creel and Oz to be fired?
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, it's almost humorous.
Just laugh at it. That's all you can do.
But I have looked at other websites of other universities, and you have the same
it's
kind
the
of fans
thing,
all
yeah.
over.
And it's a minority of the fans.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know what though? That's part of being a fan. And
no
if you want to fuss and complain,
right.
and you're a fan, have at it. That's part of
you're fanatical.
Fun of being a fan.
You're
yeah,
a fanatical. That's
exactly
that's
right.
Just make sure that check clears when you write it to the Eagle Club.
Well, yeah, we poke a lot at those guys, but they're fans and they love Southern Miss, and they just express it a little differently, right, Luke?
A little different, yeah. Yeah. It's accurate.
Statement. So what do you think? What do you see out of this baseball team, Jay?
Well, I thought from the beginning, once I heard that Coach Oz was hired, I was all excited about that. And I would be shocked if we didn't continue to succeed. Now, at what level, I don't know that. But I talked to Coach Oz after the last game of the year, congratulated him for being hired, and I just told him, I said, whatever it's worth, I sure hope you keep that pitching under your direction. And he's done that, and I think that makes a big difference.
We don't want that to change.
No, we don't want that to change
at all.
We don't
want that
yeah.
to change.
It's amazing. The athletes we're recruiting in baseball. Part of it, I guess, is that, 11.5 scholarships you have.
Right.
They've equalized it. There are ways they could equalize these other sports, but they're not going to do that because of the money. But
it's what keeps college baseball the sport it is, I think. I really hope they never change that.
I agree.
We've been on the air 10 years, and two or three times in that 10 years, Kelly has made a good observation, and one that he made at the start of the year was he said this would be the most talented pitching staff we had seen.
Top to bottom.
And we kind of scoffed a little bit at that. But, boy, when you watch those kids come out like they did Tuesday night, you just got to kind of believe that's true.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Those Adams boys, back to back. I mean, both of them, one's from the left, one from the right. I mean, you just go on and on. The English kid out of Ocean Springs, unbelievable to be 18 years old out there facing teams like Alabama and doing what he's doing. So, yeah, from top to bottom, it's amazing. And look, they can rail all they want about our hitting out there, but we've got hitters on that team too.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to go into slumps. I mean, that's just part of the game. I never – played the game at a high level, but I do understand that sometimes you just don't see the ball very well,
right.
or whatever. But we've got hitters on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
slumps are part of sports. Look at Kelly's professional football team. They've been in a slump for 35, 40 years now.
Hey, we got it right. We were rebuilding, but the Bengals are back on track now.
Yeah.
So. You know, I don't know. Did y'all read the Rick Cleveland article about Joe Burrow's grandmother being inducted in the Sports Hall of Fame?
No.
His grandmother's being inducted in the Sports Hall of Fame. She was actually Will Hall's bus driver in Amory.
Really?
She lives in Amory, yeah. So there's a great Rick Cleveland article about that.
And Joe Burrow was actually born in Ames, Iowa.
So Burrow has connections to Mississippi? I didn't really realize that.
His grandparents live in Amory right now. Yep. They sure do.
All right, give us some advice on how to handle this. Tomorrow we're going to be at Fuzzy's Tacos, and we have booked at the same time for the full hour Jay Ladner and Will Hall.
Is Kelly going to be there?
Yes. Do you see any way we can control that situation?
I don't know. That's a three-headed monster there, Kelly, Will Hall, and Jay Ladner. Just tell them to have plenty of tacos.
Whatever.
Whatever ready is what I would say.
You're getting all your notes together, aren't you, Sander, for all that.
Look, but between Will and Jay, all you have to do is say, how you doing, Coach?
Yeah, we thought what we would do was turn on all the equipment and go eat lunch and let the Jay.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I would not be surprised, though, if Will already has Marshall broken down.
Yeah.
Baseball-wise.
You know, guys, what we really ought to do is invite Hill in as well. Can have Hill.
Get Joy Lee, too. Bring them all.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We could have those four and do a 2 or 3 hour show, we wouldn't have to do squat.
Well, if Hill Denson was there, there'd be plenty of helpings of you know what else.
Gizzards, baby.
To roll up your pant legs a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, on I lost my train of thought here. On Jay Ladner, though, he what our team went through this year, we haven't even talked about that. I mean, I know it disappointed all of us the way it ended, but I'm telling you, I've never seen another. Think about it. I mean, you see injuries. You're going to see that to players. But the coach has a severe health issue like that. And, you know, you can say all you want, but that's got to be in the kids' minds. You know, you can't just walk that out.
We were talking about that earlier this week. The whole dynamic changes when your head coach is not there. I don't care who the assistant coach is. He's not the head coach.
Yeah, you know? I know what I was going to say. Excuse me. I know what I was going to say. I've never seen another coach like Will Hall that goes to the other sports like he does.
Basketball, baseball.
He really does support.
Yeah, Luke is right. He's probably got Marshall baseball completely scouted out, even though he's not going to be.
I joke all that. Last year we had him on during spring practice, and he was – you know, breaking down our roster, positives and improvements for what Golden Eagle baseball needed to do. And you were just like, okay, yeah, you do like it. And, I mean, I think what people miss with Will is he is a sports fan. Yeah. I mean,
he spent a day with me and you at the baseball tournament last year.
Yeah.
Sitting up in the media section for just about the whole day. Just hung out with us, yeah. Yeah. Well, James, I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank you for all that you do for basketball. And I want to thank you for your friendship. And I just can't tell you how much Angela and I enjoy sitting with you and Alan and the other folks up in our little soiree every time the Golden Eagles take the field.
Same here, Bob. Thank you so much.
And as much fun as we have at basketball games, I don't recall ever getting a baseball invitation to sit up with you guys in the executive lounge.
There's a reason for that, Kelly.
Oh, there is?
Yes, there's a reason.
The elevators have a weight limit?
We'll get the human resources.
Bob's in charge of all that.
Oh, well, that explains
to him.
It. Yeah, that explains it. Okay.
No stress, right?
No stress.
All week.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
James
it.
James Hotel, everybody. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors this segment of the show. Great place to have lunch. Great place to have evening meal. and a great place to watch baseball this weekend. If you do not have a ticket, they will have the games on at 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, Luke, you got a couple of news and notes before we get to softball?
Yeah, men's tennis traveling to Orlando today to take on Central Florida. The Golden Eagles 5-3, 1-0 in the Sun Belt. Central Florida 13-1, but that's going to take place on Thursday. Central Florida 33rd in the country. You mentioned softball. Before we get to softball, baseball action in the Sun Belt last night. Old Dominion takes care of Princeton 12-1. James Madison falls to Niagara at home 8-5. Raging Cajuns on the road in Ruston. They defeat Louisiana Tech 9-5. Memphis knocks off Arkansas State in Memphis 13-7. Texas State gets back in the winning column. They defeat Houston Christian. Lance Berkman, the head coach of HCU, but Texas State wins 12-6. And just to recap, softball changing the schedule this weekend in the series against Monroe. Game one now, Saturday at 2. Game two, Sunday at noon. Game three moved to Monday at 3 p.m.
And when the softball ladies take the field, Michaela Fox will be a big part of it. Kelly talked to her yesterday, and here's how that went.
Michaela, it's kind of interesting when you talk. Let's start your history of coming to Southern Miss. Coach Hogue, who used to be here, you knew. You're an Ocean Springs kid. She was a pedal kid. But tell me about that when you first heard that she was leaving and Coach Poole was coming in.
So whenever Coach Hogue left, I was kind of young. I mean, I would always come here during camps whenever I was younger and hit with her. So we had a little bit of a relationship growing up. But whenever I was at UVA and I came here, I knew Coach Poole. Fun fact, I've known her since 2015, but I didn't really remember that until I committed here. She was working at camp in Covington, and she was the coach at Memphis. And I think I was in what grade was I in? I think I was a freshman in high school. And it was just kind of like small world just kind of collapsed. But no, Coach Poole, honestly, she's probably one of the most I don't even know how to say it, very in tune with her team, loves her girls, loves her team, loves winning, and she's all about Southern Miss softball, and you don't really see that much, but yeah.
Okay, one of the descriptions that most all of you have had about this season so far is up and down. Fill in some more blanks for us.
So I think we, as a team, we can be very inconsistent. Whenever we have to be fair, we have been dealing with a lot of adversity since the beginning of the season. We've had a lot of girls out of place in positioning due to a lot of injuries that we've had. And so we as a team, we're just trying to work through that and just trying to put together the best lineup as possible with all the injuries that we've had out. But honestly, even though we've had a couple errors, we've been doing pretty good trying to manage it. We just got to get our bats going. Once we get our bats going, we're going to be good. As long as we can help our pitchers, because our pitchers have been doing great. They've been really holding us into ball games, and just trying to help them by scoring a lot more runs than what we have been, especially with people out of place in the infield, not really where they've practiced most of the time. I think with us producing offensively, it's going to help us win a lot of ball games.
And really, the injury thing is kind of new to this team, because the last 2 or 3 years, health-wise, you guys have been pretty good.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that since I'm a transfer, but yeah, this year has been, we've had a lot of injuries, but I mean, a lot of girls are tough. Like, we've been really trying to work through them. So yeah, we're just gonna have to keep biting the bullet and keep fighting with that adversity. I mean, the season's not gonna be easy, so just keep taking it day by day and hour by hour and minute by minute, and we should be good.
I want to talk a little bit, since you are from Ocean Springs and you look at this Southern Miss roster, and there's young ladies from all over the country. What would you, if you had to, just from what you know, give an overall grade of the state of the game of softball at the high school level in Mississippi? I mean, are we doing our job at the high school level to crank out Division I athletes?
I think so. I mean, I think as long as coaches and kids, like the ones that really want to play, I mean, I know it's always a dream. So the ones that really want to come to the next level, as long as you're putting in the work and you're actually having fun with the game, I think the biggest thing that I know I struggled with in high school, and a lot of the girls I give lessons to, is the biggest thing is like you're not really having fun and you're putting a lot more pressure on yourself to be perfect, and realizing what I would give to give the girls now and like go back in time is to just really like understand that don't take the game for granted because it goes by a lot faster than you think. And it's the more you try to be perfect is the less you're actually going to be able to play your game. So just try to go out there and compete. Whatever you do, if you fail, you fail. Like, it's going to happen. And also coaches, like, we can do a better job of just making sure that our girls love the game and want to compete and just try to just keep that competitive spirit while having fun, because that's really all that matters at the end of the day. It's just a game. It doesn't define you.
Now, you're listed as a utility player. If you could list yourself as one position, what would it be and why? What's your favorite position and why?
That's kind of hard. So, well, I normally play third, but recently I've been catching a lot. But hey, if anybody runs on me, I got it. We could catch.
So that third base arm, you know, across the diamond, that seems like a natural fit to me.
Oh, I love third. Third's my hot corner. I love it.
Okay, so now you got the Warhawks coming here this weekend, and I know lots of times people say, well, it really doesn't matter who we're playing if we play our game, you know. But you guys have obviously assessed the schedule, because you're talking, it was a lot more difficult early on conference play last year as far as expectations. And this year, maybe starting to some teams that are not necessarily expected to be super great, going all the way up to Louisiana, who's already knocked off a nationally ranked team this year.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I think anyone could beat anybody on any certain day. But especially with beginning conference, you know, we always want to come out hot. We always want to start off really well. And because we all know that towards the end of season, like, it's bodies start hurting. Every single team starts to get fatigued. Like, that's all going to happen. And as long as we can start off really strong, even though we're going to win the games later on in the season, like, that's the goal. But if we start off strong, then it helps prepare like a really good seeding for us whenever we go into conference play. So really coming out here strong with ULM and really putting it on them and playing our game and doing what we know we can do is really going to help us a lot.
Well, Michaela, we wish you nothing but the best. Continued success. Go Greyhounds.
Yes, sir.
And Southern Miss to the top.
Yes, sir, to the top.
Go All right. Thanks, Michaela.
All right, Kelly, we met that young lady out here before the season started, transfer from the University of Virginia, Mississippi kid, delightful young woman.
And I loved what she had to say in the interview about to all parents, don't put so much pressure on these kids when they're
no kidding
10 to 16
no
years
kidding.
Old. Just
yes.
Develop a love of the sport and the love of competition, and then just, you know, they're not going to be perfect, but it does burn kids out when there's just such a high level of expectation when they're not even playing Division I ball.
You know, Kelly, we have a dear family friend who's one of her grandchildren is apparently a good baseball player. And, you know, his parents drag him. I shouldn't say drag.
I know what you mean.
Take him from one tournament to another, to another, to another, to another. And then he plays baseball during the school year. And there's no break from baseball. And we have never talked to a college coach that likes that, have we?
No, they like a kid that's been down in a three-point stance, learns a little bit of toughness on the football field, among other things. You know. But pound for pound, the best athletes are probably basketball players as far as body control and overall athleticism.
Yeah, probably. Luke, softball, off to, you know, I think a pretty good start, but you heard what she said. Their goal is to get better as the year grows along, and we certainly hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you play for now. I mean, the reason for non-conference is to prepare you, you know, for conference. And, you know, Coach Poole, this is year two, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize what she was dealing with last year. From a roster standpoint, I mean, less than 20 players. I mean, that was just wild. So, you know, you look at what they do, and they got ULM coming in. And important for this team to win while they're at home, because they have not played at home very much. Now, of course, when you get into conference season, that will be, you know, more equal than what it was before. But you take advantage of these opportunities now, and, you know, you're still at 500. ULM's good. The 17-9 winning record coming in, and they got beat pretty bad by Mississippi State last night, and they've lost, what, I think three out of their last four. I think Lady Eagles may be catching them at the right time. And if you win a series this weekend, gives you confidence and gets you back over the 500 mark.
One of the other things that stood out to me is the players. We're talking about Coach Poole. Coach Poole wasn't even around right? So I was talking to several of the young ladies, and they just said she's so, and I think Michaela's words were in tune with her team. She said she's just so kind and caring for us as people. You know, we're not the ends to a mean as softball players to win games. She's first and foremost concerned with us as people. And I shared that with Coach Poole a little bit later on, and she said, I appreciate you telling me that, because she said, as a Christian, I look at this coaching job as the discipleship, the field, you know, to go out and, you know,
I think the right lady for the job here, definitely. Softball will be Saturday at 2, Sunday at noon, weather permitting, Monday at 3 p.m., 90% chance of rain tomorrow, 25% Saturday, 80% Sunday. We're waiting on word for baseball. As soon as we get it, we'll pass it along. Well, when we come back, we want to talk about a very important golf tournament coming up. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, enjoyed that conversation with Michaela Fox. And, of course, want to thank James Hutto for joining us early in the show. This segment sponsored by, D-Bat on Hardy Street. Great place for baseball and softball training. Children of every age. Check it out if you've got a child in your family that wants to be the best they can be. They can do that at DBAT. Another reminder about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We literally get thousands of people a month downloading that, and we're very grateful to you for that. All right, we wanted to bring these two fine folks on our show today. Hattiesburg GI Clinic is conducting its third annual colon cancer awareness golf tournament, and that'll be at Timberton Golf Course on the 22nd of January, 22nd of this month, right?
So yes, sir.
Here in the studio with us is Kayla Robinson. She is the office manager of Hattiesburg GI, and Clay Foley, who described himself as Kayla is his boss. Is that right? Sorry. Anyway, we're glad to have you guys here. Kayla, this is something we're happy to publicize, and I want to ask you, is it too late for people to join the tournament and participate in this?
It's not. No, sir. Anybody can go online to HGIA Golf and sign up and put in a team with us.
Okay, so it'll be a fun day, but it does a really important purpose. And let folks know where the money raised from the golf tournament goes and why you chose that particular charity.
So all of the money raised is going to go to the Colon Cancer Coalition. And it's important because they have vowed to keep all of the funds locally to raise awareness for colon cancer.
Right.
And colon cancer, it was always 50, you know, every guys in particular, 50, you better get that. But now we're being told that more and more insurance companies are adopting a 45 age. There has to be a reason for that, because insurance companies are not going to spend money they don't need to.
You are correct. They are finding it in people younger and younger these days. That's why they have decreased the age to 45.
And it used to be a preponderance of men. Is that still the case we're seeing in the United States, or is it?
There are several gender and sex that plays into it. Like, for instance, family history. People with first degree relatives, like parents or siblings who had colon cancer, their family members are 3 to 5 times more likely to develop themselves. So
So regardless of gender.
Regardless of gender, it does not discriminate.
Do we think that it comes down to the food we eat? I mean, obviously, if we knew, we'd be able to cure it completely or prevent it completely. But food has to be a piece of this puzzle, I would think.
Obviously, the Western diet is unhealthy. We don't eat like our elders did back in the day, would farm raise fresh stuff. We are a population that wants it now. We're fast food. We are sugar-based dessert eaters, and that definitely plays a part in colon cancer.
Our associate in Laurel is married, actually, to a nurse practitioner, and Luke, I'm sure that Lauren believes in the importance of colonoscopies and pre-screening of all sorts of cancers, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's any medical professional will tell you, you know, when there's guidelines that you go in and you get checked out, and it's better to go and then find nothing than for you to be, right, you know, late in doing that and there be a severe problem. She's told me, and you know, plenty of people have told me that they were so thankful just on a regular checkup they went in, they found something, and they were able to take care of it because it had not progressed into something much, much worse.
And part of the reason I think women live longer than men statistically is
because they go to the doctor.
They do a much better job of self-care. You know, guys just don't want to go.
Guys are just dumb, right, Kayla? Is that the message here?
Well, y'all definitely tend to dislike the doctor more than us, I believe.
Yeah. So, Kayla, illustrate for people, got about a minute and a half left, but the chances of surviving colon cancer if it's caught in a colonoscopy as opposed to when it's really advanced.
Well, if you catch it as precancerous polyps, obviously that hasn't changed into cancer yet, so you didn't get cancer when you could have.
Right.
We're able to remove it.
We're able to remove that, yes. Once it's turned into cancer, at least if we can catch it in the early stages, it's much, much more likely that we can treat it versus it.
Right.
Now, the golf tournament, shotgun start, or tell me the format, how it works, and how people will sign up, how much per team, et cetera.
Yes, it is 8 a.m., shotgun start at Timberton, four-man scramble. It's $500 a team, or you can sign up individually for $125 per person.
And just put a team together then, maybe at that time if you're single.
Now the money goes to charity.
The number, 100% of the profit goes to the Colon Cancer Coalition.
Okay. And it's a good time out there. We play golf, joke around, feed them breakfast, feed them lunch.
Okay, well, good. It sounds like a great deal. And how can people reach you if they want to do that?
The website again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hgiagolf.com.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you for coming. Kayla, you said you had never done this before. Was it as bad as you thought it might be?
You guys made it wonderful.
Oh, well, good.
A graduate of Mantachie High School, Bob. The Fighting Mustangs.
He knew that, didn't he, Kayla?
I was impressed by that.
Well, his mind is full of trivia.
In other words, useless information. Right?
Hey, thank you both for coming, and thanks for the good work that your clinic does in our community.
Thank y'all. We appreciate you guys.
All right. That wraps it up for today. Back tomorrow from Fuzzy's Tacos with Will Hall and Jay Ladner.
That'll be fun.
That'll be a fun afternoon. Yeah. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.